a greater degree after the fourth initiation of matrimony. All human DNA carries this ancestral karma, and in order for full awakening to occur, it must be transmuted by compassion. Logoic body. The mysterious eighth body of the Corpus Christi. The logoic body represents the body that always lies beyond the concept of beyond. In the mystical teachings of the Corpus Christi, the ultimate state of consciousness is represented by the seventh body, known as the monadic. The eighth logoic body is the paradoxical expression of the void itself. After all the currents of evolution and involution have played out their cosmic dramas, then once again the cosmos, as we know it, will cease to exist. The logoic body represents the eternal cosmic pause known to the ancient Vedic sages as the night of Brahma. Maya, an illusory veil formed by the human mind that prevents consciousness from realizing its eternal nature. All forms exist within layers and layers of sheaths. Our human perception is also subject to the limitations of our frequency bandwidth. As we attune our awareness to higher frequencies, it passes through the layers and sheaths of the Maya. Meditation. One of the three primary paths leading to the higher states of absorption and embodiment, meditation is the right-hand path represented by the ancient science of Tantra. The true essence of the meditation path is to simply watch, witness, and allow. Through meditation, one gradually comes to the realization that one's true nature dwells in a choiceless awareness. This great revelation may come as a gentle unfolding that raises the frequency of your awareness over time, or as a sudden implosion that allows you a permanent experience of your divine self, or it may come as both. Mental body. The mental body exists at a higher frequency than your emotions and is constructed out of your thinking life. The mental body is greatly influenced by the collective mental body of humanity itself, which tends to pull our thinking down into the unfulfilled desires of the astral body. As your thinking revolves around higher impulses, the mental body gradually disentangles itself from the astral body and takes on greater power. The mental body can also be used by the lower consciousness to repress the natural impulses of the astral body, which can also lead to problems in health at all levels. A low-frequency and limiting mental paradigm sets up low-frequency emotional patterns within the astral body, whereas a high-frequency mental paradigm creates emotional clarity and freedom. Mental plane. The third of the seven major planes of reality upon which all human beings function. The mental plane is the frequency plane created and dominated by the energy of thought. On the mental plane, all thoughts and ideas have an independent life that human beings either attract or repel. The mental plane itself is made up of different strata of mental energies that resonate at different frequencies. A low-frequency mental paradigm, for example, is created by thought patterns that are self-limiting, creating division and separation. Such a paradigm activates neural pathways that are based upon fear and survival. A high-frequency mental paradigm is characterized by a mental openness that encourages insight and breakthrough from the higher causal plane. This kind of thinking is unifying, positive, and sees where things are interconnected rather than where they are threatened. As you enter a higher mode of thinking based on how to be of greater service to others and to the whole, all manner of insights and gifts begin to dawn in your mind. Eventually, Your awareness transcends the frequencies of thought altogether, and you rise above the mental plane and experience true clarity. Monadic body, the seventh major subtle layer of your aura, corresponding to the monadic plane. The monadic body cannot be said to be a body. Rather, it represents the point of origin of the current of involution or divine will. When human consciousness has attained its highest potential in the sixth atmic body, then it is said that the rainbow body dawns. This refers to the monadic body, which has often been symbolized as a flowering or a rainbow, since it is an expression of unity and completion. For the monadic to be expressed through human awareness, the lower three bodies, physical, astral, and mental, must be absorbed into their high-frequency counterparts, the causal, buddhic, and atmic. When this happens, all layers and levels dissolve, all powers and siddhis are transcended and surrendered, and you become once again a truly ordinary human being. Monadic plane. The plane of the first aspect of the Holy Trinity, that of divine will. The monadic plane is the event horizon where the twin currents of evolution and involution spontaneously dawn. Represented symbolically by the hub of the wheel of life and law, the monadic plane is the central organizing principle around which all life is built. Infinitesimal in nature, the monadic plane exists down to the tiniest imaginable particle and imbues it with consciousness. In the mystical metaphor of the Corpus Christi, the monadic plane is the intersection of the lower and higher trinities, and, as such, it is not really to be understood as a plane in and of itself. It is the transcendence of all levels of separateness and the culmination of human evolution. Mutation. An unpredictable event that breaks the continuity in any linear sequence at any level within the universe. In genetic terms, mutations are mistakes made during cell replication. Mutation is the mother of difference, since it creates endless forks in the evolutionary impulse, leading to new and unseen processes. In our everyday lives, mutations also occur all the time. They occur whenever there is a break in the established patterns or rhythms of your life. It is our fear of mutation that fuels the shadow frequency field. For example, when you find yourself moving through a period of mutation, you will feel a profound uncertainty about yourself and your life. If you repress or react to this feeling out of fear, you will disturb the processes of good fortune that always accompany mutation. As you learn to surrender to the natural mutative processes in your life, you will unlock the powerful creative gifts inside you and place yourself in alignment with the synchronicity of your true destiny. Pearl sequence. The third and final sequence comprising the golden path, the pearl sequence, is the primary genetic sequence for opening up our mental awareness to operate on a higher plane. Constructed from the positions of Mars, Jupiter, and the Sun at the time of your birth, the pearl sequence is a contemplative journey using the gene keys whose purpose is to open your mind to a transcendent view of the universe. Such a view allows one to see the inherent simplicity of life and move one's energies and resources into alignment with it. Your individual pearl sequence is made up of four specific gene keys, which have a direct bearing on your ability to be efficient and prosperous in your life. Each of these four gene keys shows you a shadow pattern that prevents you from living a prosperous and liberating life. As your awareness enters into these patterns and unlocks their hidden gifts, you will discover a resource of untapped genius and creativity. The other great secret of the Pearl Sequence is the power of philanthropy as a world view. The Pearl allows us to find our closest allies and work together in service to our community and a higher goal. Prime Gifts. Calculated by the time, date, and place of your birth, the Prime Gifts are a series of 4 gene keys that relate profoundly to your overall purpose in life. Known as your life's work, your evolution, your radiance, and your purpose, the Prime Gifts represent the living field of your genius that was imprinted in your DNA at the point of conception. By understanding and embracing the shadow aspects of the gene keys that correspond to your 4 prime gifts, you will activate their higher frequencies and catalyze a mutation to take place deep within your DNA. This process is known as the activation sequence. By sustained contemplation on the highest frequencies of your 4 prime gifts, you will witness a complete transformation in your life as you unlock the true genius inside you. Programming Partners. 2 gene keys that are holographically bonded together through opposition. In other words, they are exact mirror opposites. There are 32 such programming partners within the genetic matrix, and each creates a biofeedback loop that reinforces the themes of those gene keys at every level of frequency. At the shadow frequency, the programming partners create physical, emotional, and mental patterns and complexes that mutually reinforce each other. As awareness penetrates these patterns and transforms them, they release waves of creative energy at the gift frequency, which in turn are mutually reinforced, leading to a continual raising of one's evolutionary frequency. At the siddhic frequency, the programming partners no longer oppose each other, but dawn as pure consciousness, creating a harmonic so pure that it deletes their difference. Sanskaras. Biogenetic memories that are passed down all ancestral lines. Your sanskaras are the wound opportunities that you have inherited during your lifetime. Such memories are more than simple memories held in the mind, but are charges of kinetic energy that give rise to your behavioral patterns, beliefs, and general outlook. Sanskaras are not in any way personal, nor are they the result of actions in past lives. Rather, your sanskaras determine the specific themes of the great challenges you will face during your life. Once you realize that such patterns are not caused consciously by you, but are your greatest opportunities for transformation and evolution, the challenges in your life become much easier to bear. The Venus sequence provides a systematic means of tracking and transforming the specific sanskaras that you carry during your lifetime. 7 Seals. The 7 seals describe the specific pattern of awakening for humanity as the higher currents of involution and grace move over time through our species. Outlined in allegorical form in the Revelation of St. John, the unfolding of the 7 seals can be understood as a sequential, predestined awakening code hardwired into all human DNA. As each of the 7 seals is mystically opened, all aspects of the human wound, both individual and collective, will one day be healed. The teachings of the 7 seals are contained within the transmission of the 22nd gene key, whose highest aspect is grace. In the teaching of the Venus sequence, you learn the precise science and underlying patterning of your suffering. As your awareness moves deeper into these shadow patterns, you may become aware of the functioning of the 7 seals as they affect your own individual awakening. At even deeper levels, you may become aware of how the seven seals are gradually opening up within the body of humanity. Such insights will lead to a great welling up of compassion and peace inside you. Shadow frequency. The frequency band relating to all human suffering. The shadow frequency band emerges from an ancient wiring in the human brain. Such wiring is based on individual survival and is linked directly to fear. The unconscious presence of fear in our system continues to enhance our belief that we are separate from the world around us. This deep-seated belief propagates a victim mentality. Since the moment we believe we are separate, we feel vulnerable and at the mercy of outside forces. When we live at the shadow frequency band, then we live within a culture of blame and shame. We blame those forces and people that we believe are outside us, and we feel shame when we believe we alone are responsible for our lives. Once you begin to understand how the shadow frequency controls the majority of people in the world, including yourself, you realize how simple it is to move out of its grasp. Simply by shifting your attitude, you release the creative currents hidden within the shadow frequencies, and your life takes on a higher purpose. Your very suffering becomes the source of your salvation. Thus begins your journey away from those internal patterns and traits that keep you believing you are a victim, and towards the inherent genius and love that is your true nature. Shakti, the divine rain that accompanies spontaneous manifestation of grace. Shakti is a subtle fluidic emanation of the most refined frequencies imaginable. It moves from the highest subtle bodies, such as the Atmic and Buddhic, down into their lower counterparts. When one has lived a life of service and surrender, or if one happens to be the recipient of grace, then Shakti will pour through the subtle vehicles, allowing you to experience higher states of absorption and embodiment. Siddhi frequency. The frequency band relating to full embodiment and spiritual realization. The very concept of frequencies and levels paradoxically dissolves when the truth is realized as a siddhi. The word siddhi is from the Sanskrit meaning divine gift. The siddhic state only comes about when all vestiges of the shadow, particularly at a collective level, have been transformed into light. As you enter the state of absorption, this alchemical transformation begins to accelerate until finally all falls silent and you enter the state of embodiment at the sixth initiation. There are 64 siddhis, and each one refers to a different expression of divine realization. Even though the realization is the same in each case, its expression will differ and can even appear contradictory. The siddhis spoken of in the gene keys synthesis are not to be confused with the way they are understood in certain other mystical traditions. The 64 siddhis are not obstacles on the path to realization, but are the very expression and fruition of realization. The six lines. Relating to the hexagram structure of the I Ching, the six lines describe further nuances of each of the 64 gene keys. If we see each gene key as a pre-designed archetypal picture, then each line is like the color of that picture. Once you can see the color, the whole picture comes alive. Knowing the six lines and their keynotes is an essential skill to master, as it enables you to interpret the many elements of the hologenetic profile in a simple and accessible way. There are many, many layers of keynotes for each of the six lines, and they are fun to learn and illuminating to apply. The deeper you can feel the resonance of the six lines inside your being, the easier it is to understand your own sequences and share that resonance with others. Solar plexus. The area of the body below the diaphragm, down to and including the perineum. In the understanding of the Corpus Christi, the science of the rainbow body, the solar plexus is the alchemical laboratory where the higher Christ consciousness is gestating. A great transmutation is occurring in this area throughout the human gene pool, and it will in time bring a new kind of human, Homo sanctus, into our world. It is through the complex ganglia of the solar plexus that our individual, racial, and collective memories, sanskaras, are being transformed. The genetic mutations in our gut will dramatically change our physiology. Gradually, human beings are evolving the means to draw and digest higher frequency currents into our bodies. This will, in time, allow us to live on subtler kinds of nutrition. The likelihood is that the human beings of the future will therefore eat less dense foods. They will stop eating meat and eventually even stop eating plants. As our diet changes, so will our solar plexus evolve its new function, to be the equipment for our higher awareness. It is through the belly that human beings will one day realize their oneness with all creation. Synarchy. The universal principle through which collective intelligence naturally aligns itself in perfect harmony with all that is. Synarchy is the underlying nature of humanity that can only be known once it has emerged from the shadow frequencies. As the new collective consciousness dawns all across our planet, humanity will self-organize its creative genius and manifest the true higher purpose hidden in its DNA, to bring about the new Eden. Whereas the shadow consciousness manifests on the material plane through the principle of hierarchy and the gift consciousness through the principle of heterarchy, the siddhic consciousness manifests through the principle of synarchy. Synthesis. The universal principle through which collective intelligence sees and understands the holographic nature of reality. As humanity begins increasingly to understand the world around us as a perfectly interwoven fractal pattern, with us as the eyes of that pattern, we will enter into the age of synthesis. In order to know what synthesis means, you must first unlock the latent genius within your DNA. The very manifestation of that genius is to see beyond any single discipline. At the level of genius, one can see and directly know the interconnectedness of all patterns and disciplines. As humanity begins to move more as a synarchy, we will begin to externalize the truth of synthesis. Syntropy. The universal principle through which collective intelligence transforms itself physically in order to become a synarchy. The law of syntropy holds that all energy in the universe is intricately ordered, even at its most chaotic. The essence of the law of syntropy is contained in the phrase, "Give and you shall receive." In a syntropic world, everything is entangled with everything else, and everything is responsible for everything else. In human terms, the collective embodiment of syntropy would mean the end of selfishness. When you give for the sake of the whole, you activate the currents of grace and move into synchronicity with the whole. As human genius awakens, we will organize our living systems to mirror nature and the law of syntropy. A world based upon this law would look utterly alien to us today. It will give us the means to harness free energy anywhere and any time, and it will demand that we eventually eradicate money from our world. It is money that is the great collective symbol of conditional giving. Synchronicity. The universal principle of good fortune that is activated whenever you think, act and speak from a higher frequency, that is, from a place of unconditional giving. Synchronicity is a universal law at all levels of frequency. When you understand the perfection of the cosmos in every moment, then you can only surrender and trust life. Synchronicity is summed up by the phrase, "Nothing is by chance." Every event that occurs in your life is an invitation to evolve and unlock the hidden higher gifts inside you. As your higher functioning allows you to see the truth of synarchy, synthesis, and syntropy, you will see that the three laws are one and they are bound together by synchronicity. Transmission. A higher field of consciousness whose sole purpose is to penetrate and awaken those aspects of itself that still remain unaware of their greater reality. Most transmissions assume the form of a teaching or set of teachings that enter the world exactly when the world is ready to receive them. All transmissions follow natural fractal lines as they spread throughout humanity, bringing with them a higher order of consciousness. Even though transmissions may take the form of words and practices, their true nature lies shrouded in mystery. The Gene Keys transmission is a part of the wave of awakening generated as the great change is felt in the world. Transmutation. The process of dynamic and permanent change that comes about as you surrender and accept mutation. At the shadow frequency, mutation is something that is greatly feared as it always challenges an established pattern, rhythm, or routine. Unless mutations, periods of natural upheaval, are embraced and fully accepted in your life, transmutation cannot occur. Transmutation involves a complete shift from one state or plane to another. After a transmutation, nothing is ever the same again. Transmutation only begins to occur at the gift frequency band, as your deepest cellular victim patterns are transformed through awareness. Periods of intense mutation in your life are always a great opportunity for transmutation. So long as your attitude is open-hearted and accepting, and you embrace and take responsibility for your own state, transmutation will occur in your life. With transmutation come great clarity, freedom, and creativity. It is the process through which your genius emerges into the world. Trinity. The underlying nature of all manifest form. As form emerges from the undivided state of the formless, it spontaneously moves from one to three. To the human mind and our current perception, it appears that all around us is a binary. Because of the limitations of our current awareness, the Trinity at the heart of creation is not easily apparent. The Trinity is the reflection of the infinite, whereas the binary is the reflection of the finite. As you raise the frequency of your DNA and begin to see through a higher kind of vision, one of the first patterns you will recognize is the Trinity. As the fundamental building block of the holographic universe, the pattern of the Trinity allows life to keep on transcending and evolving. It ensures that nothing can ever be consistent and fixed, even though things may appear so. As you begin to attune your mind and heart to the secret nature of the Trinity, you will begin to relax more and more deeply into the truth of the inherent self-ordering perfection of the universe. Venus sequence. The primary genetic sequence for unlocking deep core emotional patterns in your life. As the central axis of the golden path, the Venus sequence is an inner contemplative journey into the dynamics of your specific emotional wounding patterns inherited through your ancestral DNA. Constructed from the positions of the Earth, Moon, Mars, and Venus at the time of your birth, the Venus sequence outlines a natural path of 6 gene keys which govern all your emotional patterns in this life. As your awareness begins to understand and observe the shadow aspects of these 6 gene keys, particularly in your relationships, you will begin to transform the low-frequency patterns into higher-frequency gifts. In this way, your astral body, your emotional nature, moves through a process of transmutation, leading to the permanent opening of your heart. During our current phase of evolution, known as the Great Change, the Venus sequence has particular relevance as its underlying purpose is to open up a new center of awareness in the solar plexus. This concludes Gene Keys by Richard Rudd, narrated by Jennifer M. Dixon. Copyright 2013 by Richard Rudd. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Watkins Media Limited and was produced in the year 2018 by Tantor Media Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books which holds the copyright thereto. Please visit Tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.